on top of one of these hills.
Yeah. Is that near Tech Barn?
Yeah.
Is that...
Exactly. It's on the property.
There you go. 630 acres.
Yeah.
That's a shit ton of acres.
Yep.
You got even more over here on this side.
Yeah. How much is this? 6,000 square foot estate home and 44 acres.
Yeah.
That's a big ass house.
Yeah. Some of this stuff where it's like the driveway is off the freeway is real weird, though.
Yeah.
I don't know.
How about a house?
Well, yeah. I mean, a house right there on the...
That's super
It's a real nice place. This used to be a drive-in theater right here.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, this field. And I think I saw Tron there.
The original Tron?
Yeah.
That's a good memory.
Then at some point it became an adult drive-in theater.
What? No.
Yeah.
I didn't even know such a thing existed.
Oh, yeah.
So you go beat off in your car?
I guess. I mean...
That's pretty gross.
And, like, you could kind of see the screen from the road.
That...
So you're driving by at night, like, you know, when I was a kid, you kind of, like, crane your neck, try to... catch a glimpse. But the angle of it was such that, like, what you could see from the road was, like, so...
Yeah.
The angle on it was so bad that, you know, a lot of imagination had to be involved to figure out.
I can't believe that it's legal.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe it wasn't. But they did it for a couple of years, at least. But, I mean, that was when I was a kid, so it wasn't even... You know, I did not have my own driver's license. I did not... drive past it over and over again to try to get it.
I'm kind of surprised that, like, Petaluma, Santa Rosa doesn't have, like, a strip club or something.
It used to. There used to be... So, it's the southern edge of Santa Rosa, kind of where it touches Runner Park. So, it's kind of close to the Walmart. But also, it's the southern end of Santa Rosa Avenue, which is the street that, like, Toys R Us and Best Buy are on up there.
I don't know.
There was a place called Everybody's Talking. And it was basically a titty bar, in the classic sense.
Yeah.
And, you know, there were, like, mechanics and stuff that worked for my parents that would go there and say stuff about it. ETs, they would call it. And I bet it was a horrible... I mean, like, that part of... Like, there's still an adult bookstore up there on that street. But, you know, that end of Santa Rosa, like, that street, basically, like, at the edge there, just gets so sketchy. RV salesman.
Yeah.
Bong shops.
Sure.
This adult bookstore, and I guess it's probably about it now. I don't know.
Oh.
I've been in that adult bookstore. It's disgusting. But I guess they kind of all are. Ready to try to decode spy messages.
Okay.
Alright. How does this work?
Let's find out which one of the six CDs
are
worth removing.
Okay.
No, we can't get rid of that one. Probably get rid of the Radiohead.
of Sentimental Billy. Can't get rid of British Sea Power.
No.
Somebody did, but...
Well, yeah. But didn't actually take the final test. Or he read the books or whatever, but hadn't taken the test yet. So I'm not sure if he actually bought a radio or not. I don't want to get a ham radio or anything like that. I want to figure out what filters I can apply to recording, like, to voices, to... like, add this effect.
Okay, so, like, there's a bombcast in the future that's all shortwave radio stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, something like that. This is the first disc or whatever. They reissued this thing with a fifth CD.
Oh.
And the,
so popular.
Yeah. It's the 15th anniversary, you know? The fifth CD, the cover to it is Like, they got a picture of a German speech machine that was used. Like, they have photos of the back of it all opened up and stuff.
So this wasn't a person reading?
It was a person. It was a recording of a person reading. Some of them are done live.
0096 2251.
But if you like to hear ladies read numbers in a variety of languages with the interference laid over it, this is it's pretty much perfect.
Yeah. This is your thing. If this gets you off.
Oh yeah, if this is your thing, this is your thing.
Some guy sitting in a adult drive-in movie theater.
Yep.
Got this
guy. Yep.
1 1 0 8 1 0 5 0 0 9 6 2 2 5 1.
But if you'd rather, we can kind of skip through them once you get a feel for the cadence of each station.
Okay. 1 0 5. This one's a pretty good one. I like this one. This is American.
Or is it? Or do they just want you to think it's American?
2 2 5 1.
It sounds American.
2 1 1 0.
Maybe the recording's American.
1 0 5. 0 0 9 6 2 2 5 1.
I like this girl's cadence because she's like, you know, giving me the 4 at a time.
Yep.
1 0.
Certainly the most clear.
8 1 0 5.
So what was the deal? Basically, this CD is made up of people who were purposefully recording it.
Yeah.
Which is probably also why it's so bad. Because a lot of times it could just be like a microphone up to a...
Could be, yeah. Like this, you know, some of these were recorded in the, you know, 80s.
So. Well, the 80s would have been okay because... tape decks back then.
Right, yeah.
A dual tape decks.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's time to put the top down.
Oh, traffic started up. It's time to drop the top on this Audi.
Yankee.
Check myself out in my rear view.
Let me
fix my teeth in the rear view. Can't have the top dropped on my TT.
Look good for the ladies. Oh my god, this is so good. This is so good.
Yankee.
The only thing that would be better is if there were like golf clubs in the seat next to them.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Hey! Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
Yeah, this is the... So Yankee Wilco got sued by these people for this.
Yeah.
Foxtrot.
Really?
Yeah.
You kidding?
No.
Really?
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot.
No. Yeah.
How is that possible?
The people, you know, it's the people that made the recording and put it out for sale, own some portion of it, and... I just keep waiting for this guy to reach down for, like, a golf cap to put it on.
Oh, yeah. Or, like, maybe a scarf.
Yeah. I was drinking a coffee.
He's got a popped collar.
Yankee.
Pop collar and Starbucks.
Yankee Hotel Foxtrot. Group 1 0. Group 1 0. Text. Text. November. Lima. Sierra. Victor. November. Victor. Uniform. Hotel. November. Foxtrot. Yankee. Zulu. Lima. November. Zulu.
One of these, one or two of them, I'm not sure, but like it, most of them just have one recording for each, you know, each letter or each number or whatever. One of them actually had a second recording for when a number was used at the end of a group. So like it was just a different, it was like four instead of four, five, four.
Yeah. Juliet, Hotel, India, Golf, Victor, Zulu, Sierra, Zulu, Oscar, Juliet, Hotel, Zulu, Golf, Kilo, Zulu, Lima, Papa.
You know, it's got a real cadence to it. You kind of bob your head to it a little bit.
The next one I think that we should get is we should somehow get Coast to Coast on one of our phones. Just the latest Coast to Coast, and then we listen to that on the way.
Okay. I've never actually listened to it.
Really? Yeah. All right. Well, I'll try and figure out if I can get a recording of it for our next. And then it'll just be the AW conspiracy show.
Yeah. What's really in this root beer float? Oh, Farm Day. March 20th is Farm Day at the Marine Center.
What do you think happens at Farm Day?
I think it's like someone brings a cow.
Like a single cow.
Yeah.
Like, this is what it's like on a farm.
Yeah.
We have this cow.
This is
it's a good cow. Did you have any jobs as a kid?
There's a rogue entity attempting to interfere with the frequency, stop the message from getting through. Jamming it, man. They're jamming it.
You think so?
That is the common theory, I think, with this one.
So is that another person?
What the?
Sounds like another person saying.
Maybe, I don't know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's just trying to fuck it up.
Yeah. That'd be a good way to do it. Just, you know, record a couple of the messages and then just rebroadcast mixed up versions of it. Cover story to go to some countries. You know, it's like, I'm here on business covering the video game industry.
Yeah. Here I am in Russia.
That's right. They're putting out a lot of tank simulators. And then you go, choke a bunch of people out with piano wire and get back on the plane.
Yeah.
If those guys didn't get sued, this would be something I would think about, like, sampling or something. Doing something weird with. They recorded it and they put out the CD and stuff. Like, there's some kind of
3, 9, 7, 1.
It's like a performance.
Yeah,
right? It's like a public performance. Nine, that got recorded.
Yeah.
It's like a
equity sort of thing.
Seven, yeah, but I bet there could be like an interesting five, legal battle there.
3, 9, 7.
Sure, Wilco was like, five, here is your $5
three, right, yeah,
album
yeah,
before we got the hit.
I did end up buying a shortwave radio. That was like, I don't know, 6 years ago or something like that.
Have you done anything?
I spent some time trying to find number stations on it.
Uh-huh.
And eventually heard one in Spanish.
This is a lifelong obsession for you.
I don't know. I don't know about lifelong.
Well, it's 6 years ago and now you're getting back into it.
I guess, yeah.
6, 4, 7, 5, 1, 9,
the first time I heard about it, there was set up your own free voicemail box service that was running out of San Francisco. And there were phone numbers you could call up on this service that played a intro jingle and then had a number station style message and then disconnected. And those were up for a while, and they would change, I guess. And there was, you know, kind of around the phone freaking community and stuff like that, there were people trying to go, like had no idea what it was, and they were just like, why would we have these recordings of these phone numbers? We don't know. Like, just put this out here, what the fuck's going on? And then eventually someone was like, oh, well, actually, this sounds exactly like the stuff that has been broadcasting on shortwave radio for a decade or more. So it's just kind of a weird.
So were you phone freaking as well?
I mean, there was a time where you could sort of do that.
You were like playing the tones.
That stuff kind of stopped working, like the 2600 hertz stuff. Like mostly we were playing quarter tones and payphones. And we had a line mix handset. So you could go clamp on other people's wires and do stuff.
5, 9, 3, 7, 8.
Remember one time, like, they got to a point where, like, the way they were defeating the, I guess red boxing is the payphone stuff, is that you would have to detect a coin, so you'd have to drop, like, one coin in there first and then play the tones. And, you know, they just had gotten better and better at detecting it. Like, payphones were kind of on their way out already anyway. This was probably, like, 91, 92. So, you know, I start blasting the quarter tones into the handset and then hold it up to, you know, and there's just, like, an angry operator on the other going, can I help you, sir? I'm like, fuck. Slam the phone down, jump in the car, drive away. We had a laptop and a laptop modem and an acoustic coupler with a Velcro on it that you could use it. It was built as meant to use at payphones at airports or whatever. But you could, you know, go to a payphone and Velcro the coupler to it and make data calls. Did that a couple of times. I don't know. It was, you know, that process was way more interesting. You get to a point where, like, I don't really have anyone I want to call. It's still a phone, so.
Yeah. You were so close, Jeff. If you just had learned programming of some sort, you could have gotten into real trouble.
Yep, for sure.
Did you figure out how to get, cable and do all that kind of stuff?
Yeah. But that was, you know, there were a few different ways over the years. Like the first boxes that we got in our town, the first ones that had buttons on top of it, like there was, you could, like the movie channel was on channel one. And it was like you could turn the TV to channel 16 and then push four buttons on the box, it would power off. If you hit them at the exact same time, and then you would type 01 and it would pop back up and you'd get the channel. I have no idea how people figure that shit out, but it totally worked. And my dad would do it with the head of a screwdriver. As one of the, you know, he would kind of do that with one hand and hit, you know, the buttons with fingers on his other hand or something like that. And I guess one time he pushed in so hard that the button, it was like a membrane keypad.
Yeah.
He pushed it in too hard and it stuck. I was like, fuck, now the cable box doesn't work. So he had to take it back in. He had to go like, you know, it broke. And they, remember the way he put it at the time, it was like they knew exactly what I had been doing, but that was that. Then later on, it got into the like, you know, you were calling up numbers and ordering custom hardware or whatever. You know, like, here's a cable box that has weird shit built into it that just gets everything. Or an external box that goes between your cable box and the line. And then that had two buttons on it. And it was really finicky. Like, once you got it dialed in, you kind of needed to make sure you didn't mess with it ever again, because it was difficult to get it going again sometimes.
I had a friend, who was in, like, junior high, early high school, who I'm pretty sure, now that I think back on it, was one of the AnsiArt guys for Aware School.
Oh, wow.
Like, a really...
Yeah.
Because I remember...
He wasn't just using the draw?
He was doing, like, lots and lots of AnsiArt. And I never really understood why. I always looked it up I can't believe. And he was doing it way past its prime.
Right.
You know, like, it didn't make any sense. I'm like, why are you spending your time? There's Photoshop.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are you doing with this stuff? And when I think back on it, I think he has to. And he was, you know, really good with computers.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we were kids. We were all, you know, downloading all kinds of crazy shit.
Yeah.
I'm sure he was making it for somebody.
You know, it looked like a lot of fun was hacking DirecTV, satellite TV stuff.
Oh, yeah. There's a great documentary called Spin.
Really?
Which is just about the Ross Perot.
Bill Clinton. The raw satellite feeds.
So it's, all it is people getting the raw satellite feeds. And they're just, all it's made up of is the little vignettes while the commercials were going,
right,
and Larry King live.
Yeah, yeah.
And, like, Larry King being, like, the biggest fucking asshole in the world. And, like, these guys talking in between their, you know, like, pretty plans,
right,
you know, setups. And all of them were doing the same shit.
Yep.
Clinton was doing it. It's a really cool, and it's really hard to find these days. It's one of those movies that you used to be able to find on, like, Google Video back when Google Video was around.
Yeah. But like that's all like big dish satellite stuff. Yes. I'm talking like access card stuff with, because that was, there was a friend of mine that was doing it, and there were two ways to go about doing it. You could buy something that would let you basically rewrite to the cards, and like that was a weird process. Like one of the things was like, you need to put this in the freezer first so that the electrons slow down and we've got more time to inject our code. It's like, that's insane. What the fuck are you saying? But then other people would basically have to hook it up to a PC. So they'd have a PC that at the end of the PC was something that was basically an access card that the PC was serving stuff to, and then the PC was emulating the access card. Because the access card is apparently like some complicated thing.
Yeah, that's all it is.
And that stuff, I you know, I think they've completely locked it all down now. Just the encryption has just gotten, you know, better. But that always seemed super fascinating.
So what do people do with that?
You could, well, I mean, you could watch all the channels. Like, you got free paper, you got free everything. You know, you didn't have to be paying for anything at that point. And you would get, so you could set it up to get local channels from other regions. So if you wanted to watch, like, NBC Chicago, you could. Yeah. Or watch Saturday Night Live 3 hours early to get the New York feed and stuff like that. But then there would also be channels that were like, so I guess like DirecTV had like a business offering that was like, hey, you can use our service to do like closed circuit TV for your corporate meetings and stuff. So like Chevron had a channel.
Oh, wow. That's terrible. Like having that stuff just available.
Yeah, so you could watch like quarterly meetings or whatever designed for Chevron employees or something. At one point, DirecTV started selling, like, they had something that was like, you'll just get all the pay-per-view. You know, there's, it was like, here's every channel. Like, you won't get all the local channels, because, like, legally, I think they can't do that, but it was just pay-per-view on all the time for $5,000 a month or some fucking insane...
And you no longer do DirecTV, right?
No, I have DirecTV.
So you have Comcast for your internet alone?
Yep. I like DirecTV. Like, it's been, you know, for that type of TV service, it's been good. I just don't know that I need any kind of TV service.
Some taps.
Yeah.
I wonder if they play that one, like a Spy Guys.
Like, which one of the spies is the one that has taps as his call sign? Like, oh, this message is meant for me. Okay. People have made fake ones and like tried to broadcast them and stuff, but you know, it's usually like they would use the same code because they wanted it to eventually be discovered by somebody and the message to get out. India. many assassinations do you think these CDs led to? That's how many covert ops were activated.
Hey, doesn't it have like liner notes that tells you what each one was for?
Well, I mean, they haven't decrypted them. They don't know. I mean, you know, they can kind of triangulate the positions of the antennas in some cases, yeah, and go like, okay, this one is coming from the Hungarian embassy. I'm pretty sure. But you know, they have, all they really have is dates and times and
the Hungarian embassy
and what they think it might have come from. But it's really hard to receive this stuff on the West Coast. You kind of need to be in Europe, or, you know, at best on the East Coast to pick up most of the stuff that's on this CD. There's some stuff from Cuba that I was able to get. But even that it was really faint. I'm like standing outside with a shortwave radio up to my ear at like 11:30 at night going like, I think that guy's saying numbers in Spanish. Maybe none of them ever really meant anything. It was all just posturing that, like, they're supposed to mean something to make everybody more paranoid.
That's what I'm saying. I can't see how they'd be. It just seems like a bad form, but maybe that's just because I think of it in modern terms.
Yeah. You know, before people had, people didn't have cell phones. People didn't have the internet in a real way.
I guess I just think the harder, you know, the part that makes it more unbelievable for me is that they've got these little, you know, decryption packets with them. And so, like, at that point, you're like, well, you've got this physical copy of the message, you know.
Well,
you might as well just pass it as, like, drop-off points or something, where you can get the piece of paper that already has it written down.
That seems like it'd be way harder. Because then you have to have a second person in country that can make these drops.
Well, you gotta have the second person in country to broadcast the message.
No, because the shortwave radio messages can be broadcast over half of the Earth.
Okay.
Like, with the transmitters they're hitting, like, they're, you know, they've got an antenna in London that is hitting all of Europe.
And so what do you, and just, what can pick this up? Like a radio, a regular radio?
Yeah, well, not an AM/FM radio, but like a shortwave radio, which also gets AM/FM. It's like, you know, it's like, oh, this is how I get the weather service. Or, you know, back then, at that point, there were plenty of informational stations that were broadcast on those frequencies. It wouldn't be weird for you to have that radio, especially in Europe.
Oh man, this person's wearing, they're using a holder for their cigarette. They're using like a little clamp.
Oh, weird.
I can't think of a reason anybody would use that these days unless you're smoking a joint.
Yeah. Which is certainly possible.
Looks like it's got a filter on. Can you see it?
No.
Yeah, it's got a filter on it. So it's really just somebody who doesn't want anybody to know they smoke.
So they don't want, like, stains on their hands?
Yeah, or the smell. Mm. But it's definitely a lady hand. I've seen a lot of weird stuff today, Jeff.
Yeah. I think you know why.
Because of the numbers?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I've not seen somebody smoke with a client. Oh, she just dropped it.
Like in the car?
No, she just dropped it outside.
Oh, okay. With the clamp? Or did she just unclamp?
She unclamped and let it fall.
Oh.
To the ground.
Okay.
So it's a weird thing with smokers. Basically that it's, you know,
yeah.
They just drop it wherever.
Yeah. Well, you know, people chew gum. It's kind of the same thing.
Also gross.
Yeah. See how putting a cigarette in a clamp will keep 100% of the smell off of you. I mean, you're still smoking.
I mean, what other reason do you have to use a clamp?
You like to be a fancy lady? Maybe you have really long fingernails, it's hard to hold them? I don't know.
Yeah, she didn't look that fancy. I mean, she looked regular. She didn't look unfancy.
Mm-hmm. Maybe she's afraid of fire. Wants to have a distance from it.
Quitting smoking is probably a better way.
Yep. I'm ready, yeah.
So what are you doing? Are you actually going down there today?
I don't know if we'll go down there, but there are a handful of, like, we got some separate appointments to see games. So
do they come to you?
No.
Do they, like, rent hotel rooms? What do they do?
They got hotel suites, and in one case I think someone ran out of bar. In one case, Harmonix is at the mall.
Which mall?
The Westfield? I don't know.
Really?
Like, wherever on Market.
Yeah.
Like, there's a Microsoft store, and they're showing Fantasia there, I guess.
Well, nobody will be in there, so be fine.
Yeah. So I'm going to go see them today, and then we're seeing a bunch of the indie stuff that Microsoft is... not publishing, but putting out on Xbox. I was up too late last night, so...
Yeah, what were you doing? Playing games?
Cutting the podcasts.
Yeah, the podcast.
I started thinking, like, oh, I'm gonna, you know, like, Metal Gear Solid Ground Zeroes came out last night. So I bought that, thinking, like, oh, you know, I'm gonna play that tonight, or or something, but just the podcast ended up taking time. And then, all of a sudden it was like 1 a.m. I'm like, I need to fucking go to sleep right now.
I thought I was going to play some Titanfall, but I just didn't know. The good and bad, kind of bad about, you know, having a job where you're a coder is it's all, like, trackable. It's kind of like people that get addicted to Fitbit.
Right.
You know?
How many lines of code you write today?
It's not necessarily how many lines, but you can see, like, how many commits you had.
Yeah.
You can see sort of graphs over time of, like, how you're doing. And, of course, it's all, like, connected into a shared chat room that we all use.
Right.
So you can see when people are committing.
Right, right. So does that mean that there are some people that just commit really minor, meaningless shit over and over again to make it look like they're working?
Anytime you're committing, you're normally adding. Designers definitely tend to commit the most, I would say.
Mm.
As a rule, you're actually supposed to commit small pieces. It's always better to do big pieces, because then you can always revert back or look at which bit broke. Like, you find out when things broke a lot better. Where if you, like, introduce an entire new system, it kind of fucks stuff up. Designers definitely tend to commit the most. They also commit, they also change their code probably up the most.
Yeah.
Though everybody does that. It's just more on design. Design changes, time to time.
This lady's talking.
Are you allowed to talk about what other games you see?
I'm not sure. It's just, there's a thing, and there'll be a bunch of games there.
There's a...
I know Roundabout is going to be there, the game that Dan Teasdale's been working on.
Oh, yeah. He said has he gone gold or something?
No.
He's just got a bill.
Yep.
That's cool. Did you do any FMP stuff for it?
No.
5, 4, 0. 5, 4, 0. I sent in an app for it. That was just me from one of our really, really old ass live stream shows where I was just topless playing with a box.
Oh, okay, yeah. I think I remember that.
I was like, I'm an excellent actor.
He's been posting some of the clips, some of the stuff he's been shooting up there. It's been pretty intense. Like, it looks like he went out and got a limo or some kind of old limo and put a green screen behind it out the window.
Mm-hmm.
Or something like that, and is shooting people that way. Like, they're in the limo, like, making demands of the driver. Just spouting nonsense, I guess. And then I haven't looked at the list to see like what else is going to be there.
So it sounds a little Russian.
Yeah.
A little Russian accent.
3, 4, 2, 8, 4, 3, 4, 2, 8, 4, 5, 7, 6, 4, 1, 5, 7, 6, 4, 1, 5, 7, 6, 4, 1, 5, 7, 6, 4, 1, 5, 7, 6, 4, 1, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6, 2, 6
out this morning. It looks pretty good.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks all right. Just wonder how much there is to it, if they've added any kind of real RPG element, or if they're just literally trying to make Gauntlet. Six, seven, five, two, six, six,
six. It definitely looked better than I thought it would.
Yeah, that's how I felt about it, too. It's like, oh, they're making a Gauntlet. Like, that's probably... But... Yeah, today might be a good day for me to experiment with coffee. Give it a shot, see what's up.
Alright, go downstairs. Put some stuff in it. Put at least some cream.
Yeah.
Or you can always just go straight to that Starbucks, get yourself a latte or something.
Right.
If you're not fully ready.
I like to pour a Red Bull in it. Sweeten it up.
Alright, well, I'll hold on to the CD for you.
Okay, yeah.
You know, during the day.
I mean, if you want the other three discs to listen to during the day, I'm sure, you know, everybody in the tested office would probably dig it, you know? But whatever, I mean, you can download all this for free, except for the exclusive fifth disc.
Guy looks like an old, like, prize fighter.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right.
Hmm. Hey, Jeff.
All right, man. I'll see you tonight. Whoa. Bye. Oh, all right. I'm probably activated. I can get in here and do something. See you guys later.